All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's direct impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. This is Season 7, and we are talking about intimacy betrayal. And if you're not subscribed or following this podcast, you'll want to do that right now. Go ahead and just take a second, look at your device, follow, subscribe, because you don't want to miss any of these, okay? Whether you are a betrayed partner, whether you are a recovering addict, whether you are a human being or a survivor of narcissistic abuse, maybe you've come out of a family of origin where there was dysfunction or addiction, and you notice that that pattern of deception and betrayal has really impacted your relationships, this is something you want to listen to. We are talking about intimacy and the betrayal of that intimate relationship. Okay, and so our first episode is entitled, What is Intimate Partner Betrayal Trauma? Because if you have been betrayed by an intimate partner or a trusted other, or even somebody who's in a power differential, a power dynamic with you, and they are, you know, one notch above you, and there's a betrayal, that stings, and it's very traumatic. So let's talk about partner betrayal. Let's talk about intimacy betrayal. And let's also talk about how every time that happens, it is a betrayal trauma. We tend to minimize our trauma. We have a lot of defense mechanisms that come in to rescue us. And we start really minimizing the impact that those traumas have on our life, on our daily activities, and on our important relationships. So that's why we definitely want to listen up. So we're going to talk about that, but first I want to talk about why am I speaking on the topic. If you're just, you know, joining us, I know you listened to the intro, but I am a licensed professional counselor, and I've been working in addiction and codependency and betrayal for over 20 years. I'm a master's addictions counselor, certified sex therapist, a certified sex addictions therapist. And I have a practice in Savannah, Georgia, a group practice called Resolve Strategies, Inc., where we specialize in trauma-initiated process addictions and betrayal trauma. And that's what we do, myself and my colleagues. And we do what's called formal disclosures. We do workshops. We do one-on-one therapy with both recovering addicts and betrayed partners. And we have groups. I right now am running a betrayed partner group, and we just wrapped up one. We do both process groups and task groups for betrayed partners and recovering addicts. And this is something that I am extremely passionate about. And as we talk about betrayed partners, one of the things I just like to point out, and I know, you know, if you've been listening to our teasers like leading up to this episode, the betrayed partners and the recovering addicts that I work with are hands down for the past 20 years. So I don't think that this is like, you know, a bias. They are some of the most intelligent, hardworking, amazing, insightful, and emotional human beings that I have ever met. All the good qualities, right? All of the good qualities. But when they come to see me, when they first walk in the door, you know, it's really hard to access any of that because of the trauma. You know, whether you're the recovering addict or you're the betrayed partner, there is a lot of trauma that has happened as a result of a disease that's been living in the home, okay? And so I come from a perspective of both working with recovering addicts from sexual addiction and sexual compulsivity and all types of chemicals, and also, and the comorbidities that go with that, but also the betrayed partner. So I do come from a perspective of both understanding what is happening in early recovery for the addict and what is happening in early recovery and long-term recovery for the betrayed partner. Okay. I also want to say, you know, please write in. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what questions, you know, bubble up to the surface for you, because we want to answer those questions for you. And like I said, I just wanted you to be very clear on the perspective that I'm coming from. Okay. You're going to get a lot of information out there. If you're watching us on YouTube, hi. If you're listening to us on the podcast, you're going to get a lot of information, and I just want you to know exactly where mine is coming from, okay? It is coming from 20 years of clinical experience, okay? I'm not going to be sharing a personal story here. My personal story is not fueling the information I'm going to provide you. It is just the work that I have been doing with amazing, amazing, amazing motivated individuals for the past 20 years.
Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too, with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today.
So, what is partner betrayal and intimacy betrayal? So, the difference is not all intimate relationships are partnerships. Okay? When we talk about the different levels of relationships, sometimes we feel like we're in a level 5 relationship, which is your most close, connected, intimate, and trusting partnership. But then maybe the person we're in a relationship with really is viewing that more as a 3. So maybe it's more of like encounter or based in something other than intimacy. Maybe they struggle with intimacy. Maybe they have a courtship disorder, right? So sometimes it's not really a partnership. It can be an imagined partnership. It can be a perceived partnership. There could be deception involved there that makes you believe or feel that way. So partner betrayal is a tad bit different because there is an overt commitment, okay? Maybe you're living together. Maybe there is a marriage, okay? So there's like a legal agreement. There's a legal binding agreement between you and the state, or maybe you and your higher power, right? So those are more of what we're referring to when we talk about partner betrayal, okay? We are going to use those words interchangeably, I'm sure, throughout this process, and I just wanted you to know kind of the difference. Oftentimes when we talk about partnerships, we're talking about very clear, committed relationships where both partners have entered into that knowingly and willingly, okay? And then other times when we're talking about intimacy, it means that we've been intimate with them, not just sexually, maybe romantically, but and just vulnerably in a lot of different ways. So this might not be a sexual partner. This might be, you know, a boss. This might be a close friendship. This might be a parent, right? So I wanted to clarify that. As I mentioned before, either of these, if you have experienced them, especially for a prolonged period of time, you have experienced betrayal trauma. And a lot of us who have experienced it, okay, it has happened over and over and over and over for a long and prolonged period of time, making it very likely that you could be diagnosed with complex PTSD, okay, CPTSD. And we're going to talk about that as we go through the season, because the recovery process, the healing process for betrayal trauma is very similar to the recovery process from, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder. We're also in this season going to talk about the difference between codependency and betrayal trauma. There's definitely some overlap, but I think there's also just a lot of bad information out there that really has been placing betrayed partners and, you know, anybody suffering from betrayal trauma in this bucket of codependency, or labeling them a codependent, and that's absolutely inaccurate, okay? And so we definitely want to debunk that as we're going through this season as well. I'm not saying that you might not have codependent tendencies. There's absolutely nobody who's going to live under the same roof with the disease of addiction and not develop codependent tendencies so that you can cope with your environment, okay? But it also doesn't mean that you are a codependent. All right, so we're going to be, you know, debunking a lot this season. We're going to be talking about the healing and the recovery process. We're going to go through a lot of different topics that allows you to name and better understand what has happened to you and what maybe is still happening to you. Okay, so anytime you have been in a prolonged period of deception with somebody who is meant to be a trusted other, you are going to find betrayal trauma. And this is a pattern of deception. This is a cycle of deception. And what we know about these in relationships is, you know, at first it might happen, but then there's a long period of resolve where there's, you know, where things seem to be okay. But as the relationship progresses, especially if there's an issue with intimacy, you're going to find that this starts happening more and more often, and there's less rest, there's less reprieve. Sometimes it's happening, you know, daily, multiple times a day, right? Anytime you try to get your needs met, as soon as you reach out to have a need met, the cycle begins again, okay? And for all of the listeners out there, I just want you to know that as we are working through this season, you are invited, not just more than welcome. You are invited and encouraged to reach out to us with your personal questions, okay? Because a lot of what we can cover here is just based on, like I said, 20 years of experience with a lot of different partners that I've served. But your story is unique. The recovery process won't be. That's the thing. The recovery process will not be unique, but your story and your lived experiences, they really are. And some of the feedback that I would offer to one person is not the feedback that I would offer to all. So anytime you're getting curious or you have some questions, I really encourage you to write in and ask them specifically so that I can, you know, really give you something, you know, juicy and meaningful and applicable that could really, you know, help you to heal. All right. Guys, thanks so much. That's just a little introduction to intimacy and partner betrayal and a kickoff to an amazing season.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact. Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing. Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.